gas atomic, spectromatic, heliotropic, electromagnetic, environmental, the storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your eyes be stalling, you know. Just falling, what's in store's not boring. Won't you come and join in me, cause
I'm not a spectator sport, not a spectator sport.
The Nuga Flugel Adventures. Welcome to La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. So what are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport. Unbeknownst to JP, Tandi, and Schlumpfer, there are other people also looking for the legendary gold mines of Ophir. Vivica and Valcolon, who have the other half of the treasure map, are currently standing on the banks of the Blue Nile River. They are the villains in our story and cannot be trusted. They work for the wicked Count Abrafo Fitz. It is a strange working relationship, as they have never actually met him face to face. The wicked count has sent them to seize the treasure and to make sure that no one else finds it or lives to tell the tale.
I'm so glad we're finally here. That was such a long and dusty drive. Let's open the packages from Count Fitz.
Oh, two shoeboxes? Why would the count give us two shoeboxes? There must be something very special in here.
There's shoes in my shoebox. And yours?
Yes, of course, I would have shoes as well. And they're in my size. Wait, here's a note from the count. It says, these are no ordinary shoes. It says, latest in covert communication technology. It's called the iFoot.
What's that? E-foot?
No, iFoot, Valco, you stupid man.
That's what I said, e-foot.
iFoot, never mind. It says here that it is a satellite phone, high definition camera, scanner, printer, coffee maker, amongst other things.
Oh, I get it. This is no ordinary shoe. It's extremely smartphone disguised as a shoe. It's going to take some time getting used to talking into a shoe, though. And where's the screen?
It says that you flip the heel out to get the screen. It says that your iFoot is the right shoe and mine is the left. And the other shoes are here just, well, they're the ordinary shoes.
This is amazing.
You mean amazing.
That's what I said, amazing. Hey. Let's put them on. There, my e-foot fits perfectly.
Your foot is ringing, Valco. Look, the laces are lighting up.
How do I answer it?
Wait, it says to answer stamp your foot three times and sock into the tall piece.
One, two, three. Hello? Who is this? Vez, did you get this number?
You took your time answering.
Hi, Count.
Stop wasting my time, you bungling buffoon. Get out there and find my treasure and remember, take no prisoners.
Phew, that was a bit odd. Bending over to talk to my shoe. I must remember to take it off before talking next time.
At that very moment, the sound of the machine's retro boosters tore through the air, sounding like 1,000 water buffalo stampeding across the Serengeti. The earth shook as the machine came to a soft landing in a field a short distance away from the Velons. The Velons quickly hid away and watched from a safe distance.
What is that thing? Is it an UFO?
A UFO? What is a UFO?
It's a UFO snoofo thing. Flies through the air. Aliens fly in the UFO.
Oh, you are so stupid. It's a UFO.
Yeah, that's what I said. UFO.
UFO.
U Beppo!
Thank you!
Ufo!
I don't know. It looks like some kind of shiny chrome flying machine thing.
And those windows in the front, they look like gigantic black bug eyes!
Come to think of it, it looks rather like a massive space beetle.
Ah.
In fact, its landing gear looks similar to insect legs.
Ah, okay, and the antennae in the front looks kind of like high-tech feelers. I'll take a photo with my E-foot.
Oh, I-foot. But good idea, good E-foot. Idea.
Yes, E-foot.
Searching, searching. Subject found. Subject is a mass atomic, spectromatic, heliotropic, electromagnetic, environmental, nougaflugel, also known as a machine.
Oh, Vivica, it's the machine!
I don't believe it, Velko. What an opportunity just landed right in front of us now.
You're right. Not only can we get the treasure, but we can steal the machine as well. Oh. The god will be so pleased with us!
So the two Velons begin to make plans and schemes to capture the machine. They inform the Count of this new development via their iFood. The wicked Count Abrafo Fitz reminds them of the importance of knowing your enemy. So he sends them files of JP, Tandy, Schlumpfer, and also of precious Senyoni, whom the three have never met. They print the files out on their iFoods and begin to read through the intel.
How can we use this new information? Think, Velko.
Think, Velko.
I got it. None of them have actually met Precious Signore. So they don't know what she looks like.
Very clever.
Vivica, you can pretend to be Precious. Gain their trust. Find out at the machine. And then
I can lead them away from the treasure so that we can get the treasure and the machine.
Exactly.
Velko, you're brilliant.
I am the man with the plan.
Oh, I'm so glad we always travel with our disguise kit. I can put on this wig. And wear these spectacles,
nice.
And I'll pretend to be an archaeological student.
Oh, you look so smart.
It'll be so easy to fool those idiots.
And I think I'll make you a student card with my new E-foot.
I-foot.
That's what I said, E-foot.
Aye.
Smile, Vivica.
What an excellent fake. It's some of your best work, Velko.
Yes.
Well done, Velko.
Yes, thank you. Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Oh, okay, look. They're coming out of the machine. Now remember, JP is the tall, thin one in the tracksuit.
Yes, the tall, thin one in the tracksuit.
Yes, that's what I said.
I'm just...
You need to listen.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Schlumpfer is a large, fat one in the hoodie. Look how big he is with that enormous afro. It's huge. Tandy is the short girl with the long, curly, corkscrew hair.
Huh?
Look at that hair. And the funky claws.
I got it.
Easy to remember.
And the skinny, fat, short, curly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take the map and go to them now. We'll be in touch via our iFoods, eh?
Will the Velons succeed in capturing the machine and stealing the treasure? Will our students be able to see through the Velons' disguise and foil their evil plans? Be sure not to miss out on the next exciting episode of The Nougaflugel Adventures.
Nougaflugel.
Well, boys and girls, did you know we have a website? Yes, a website. Please visit us at flugel.co.za. That's FLOOGAL.co.za. See you there.